The county council, meeting at the Rich End Services Building, will sit down at 3:20 with Animal Control Director Brian Bellamy and the Leash Law Task Force. As County Manager Bob Jasper noted, one of the recommendations is that the county once again fund a full-time director and a new deputy for animal control.
When we were going through cutbacks, I mean, we cut way back on animal control. We don't even have a director. Brian Bellamy does that, plus HR, plus about three other things. We need to go ahead and get somebody as a director, either way, that is committed full-time to animal control as a job profession. And then we've cut three staff in the last several years. And I talked about on the show that it meant that we would not be out patrolling, that we would only be complaint-driven, and then sometimes we're slow. So staffing's an issue. Particularly, it's an issue if we're going to get into special licenses.
The cost for each new position will be about $100,000. And he said they will seek guidance from the council, but he doesn't want to get too much into financial decisions until budget talks later this year. The task force is offering three levels of leash law enforcement. The first option, which is basically the current program, would require a dog to have a current county license, eligible for all approved off-leash areas, but the dog must be under sight and voice control. In the second option, when a dog is licensed, an off-leash tag may be purchased, with funds from that going to pay for maintenance and enforcement. The tag admits the dog to off-leash areas, but the owner agrees to abide by the rules there and sign a liability waiver. The tag may be revoked if the dog misbehaves or is aggressive. Then the dog and owner must complete a training session, and in a later year, a tag can again be bought. And in the third option, a dog has to pass a test for voice control and behavior before a tag can be purchased. In lieu of the test, the owner can get a canine good citizen certificate from the American Kennel Club or receive a test through a qualified local trainer. Jasper said some of the proposed changes will be cleanup for the current laws.
Right now, you can't have your dog off-leash even in your neighbor's yard with your neighbor's permission. Only on your own property. So, and we have some, and it's not actually based on county ordinance. You can't even have off-leash dog parks, which we already have. We have one out in the basin and one here. And we're going to change how we do licensing. I mean, right now you have to get a license every year and a rabies shot every three, and we're going to combine the two. I mean, that's one of the recommendations, so that you just do it one package every 3 years. An awful lot of people have not bothered to either license or have rabies tags for their dogs, and we'll get stricter enforcing, particularly on the rabies side of things.
You said with some of the off-leash options, the county has some concerns about cost and liability.
Can you have your dog off-leash under sight and sound command? That gets you into the electric collars. It gets you into how well trained your dogs are. You know, I know in my neighborhood, people drive down the street on the bicycle, and you've got dogs that run right with you, and then you got other dogs that take little side trips into my yard, which drives my dog nuts because she's a guardian dog and thinks every dog's a coyote or a wolf. That would require special licenses. One of the dilemmas of going that far is potential liability to the county and the cost. How do we really know? I mean, we can have you do some classes and things like that, but how do we really know that your dog is safe to be off leash and under your control and command?
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.